What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
K-Top 10 Your one and only K-Pop Countdown Podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Jeremy here. It's been a while since I did an episode, but I'm back and ready to give y'all a very special episode today. But first, how are you? I want to know how your day's going. Let's catch up sometime, eh? This episode is going to be about the TWICE 5th World Tour Ready to Be. I chose this because I was fortunate enough to attend their World Tour in Chicago. Before we get into that, there are some announcements. If you'd like to donate to our podcast, you can do so by clicking on the donate button on our website at ktop10.org. We also have various staffing positions open if you'd like to join our lovely team. More details can be found on our Join Us tab, also on our website. If you have any products that you'd like to advertise through us, such as music, makeup, food, books, or clothes, feel free to send us an email and we'll give you more details. Now that the announcements are done, let's get into this TWICE Ready to Be World Tour Special. Starting with number 10, Set Me Free. This song was the opening song to start everything off. Of course, it's Set Me Free, because you know, you gotta be set free to do what you want, and what TWICE wanted to do was slay, and slay they did. The crowd went nuts when they finally showed up. I was sitting on the third floor, but when TWICE first came out, it was so loud you could literally see the sound waves.
Number 10.
Number 9, Go Hard. This song is one of those songs that will make you want to go to their concert. There's a reason why there isn't a music video for this song, and that's because you just gotta go and experience it live. Well, you can always watch it on YouTube as well, but seeing it live is always a different experience than just watching it on YouTube. This is the side of Twice that you won't be able to see on the mainstream media, because it's a totally different vibe than what they're portrayed as. They definitely went hard on this track, dance-wise.
Number 9.
Sunrise. Not gonna lie, when Moonlight Sunrise first came out, it became one of the songs for me that were in the top 10 for 2023, and it came out in the early part of 2023 as well. I still think it's one of the top 10 songs that came out of 2023, but we'll see how the list goes on, as there's still a few more months and we'll see if the song's still on the list. If you don't know me by now, I'm really into the instrumentals of a song, and the kicks in this song is what's doing it for me. If you listen closely, you can hear the small little details added to the song as an effect. For example, if you watch the music video, you can see Sana pick up the keys from the water, and then a flying key goes behind her and flies straight into the car window where Mina is sitting. You can hear the effect of the key hitting the window.
Number 8.
I've been craving for your love. Can't see nobody but us. So high, so high, so high. See you from across the room. Make my way over to you. I'm tripping over butterflies. Oh yeah. Baby, I don't really mean to rush, but I'ma really need your touch if I'ma make it through the night. I got the moonlight to kill the stars. Come and take a shot of me. Baby, you succeeded. Got a craving, baby, can you feed it? Take a trip on the moonlight. Follow me to the sunrise. Every day, every night. Hey, come with me, don't think twice. Oh, yeah. Baby, I don't really need to rush. But I'ma really need your touch if I'ma make it through the night. I got the moonlight. Take it with sunrise. Come take a shot on me, I gotcha. I don't know how to say this. I hope this song's on your playlist. This feeling's so hard to explain. I don't even know how to talk right now. It's the nature of talk right now. I want you to hear me say. Moonlight, sunrise, baby, come be my starlight. Moonlight, sunrise, baby, just to make you stay. Moonlight, sunrise, baby, let's do it all night. Moonlight, sunrise, I guarantee I gotcha.
Calls out on the table, what you say? I need you, you need me, you're mine.
I'm your moonlight, you're my sunrise, babe. I guarantee I gotcha.
Moonlight, sunrise, baby, come be my starlight.
Number 7, Feel Special. Feel Special is what I'm literally feeling when this group broke up into their solo performance. Compared to when I first attended the concert back in 2019, that tour had them in a 3-person subunit. This time around, they all had their own performance to showcase. To go down the line of what each member performed, my favorite was Dahyun. She looked so elegant with her white looking wedding dress while literally playing the piano. This song was emotional, and towards the end of the performance, she hit some off-key low notes to bring you back to reality. Not to be a Debbie Downer or anything, but I think Chewie's performance could have been better. I'm not sure if it's the song choice because they all picked their own to perform, but compared to the others, I think she was at the bottom for me. It sucks to say that, but there's always going to be a bottom. It could also be because I really like Dahyun's performance, and following up after that is pretty hard.
Number 7.
Number 6, The Feels. These next two are really going to make you feel something, alright? I think the order that they did and having Sana and Momo do their performance back to back was a great idea. Both performers were very seductive and left you feeling awestruck. It's not like Hyorin, if you know who she is, but it's somewhat similar in that aspect. This just gives you an idea of what it was without saying too much about it.
Number 6.
Boy, wanna keep it cool, but I know every time you move, got me frozen. I get so shy, it's obvious. Yeah, catching feels like that applies. If I say what's on my mind, what I hit bullseye. Dude, I'm ready, aim and fire. Baby, I feel like Cupid's on life. Oh, yeah, yeah, tonight. Yeah, tonight. Your heartbeat still stay with me.
Yes or yes. This is not a yes or yes. This is a definite yes and yes. Mina's performance was a cover of Seven Rings by Ariana Grande. This performance was personally the most hyped one for me. Twerking along with the Mina dolls raining on her. Like, oof. Come on. How is that not hype? Next up is Chaeyoung's solo. It was also a nice and calming performance. It was a song about her learning guitar, and she also brought her little plushie on stage.
Number 5.
Hey boy, look, I'm gonna make this simple for you. You got two choices. Yes or yes.
Sit down, dog, son, son, no luck, no luck. Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For What Is Love? This next part is love. Jihyo's performance wasn't as hype as the others that went, but more on the vocal range. It gave me chills when she was singing. She has such a distinct, powerful voice. Jungyeon's performance was also nice and fun. She looked very stylish wearing lime green on this performance. She did a cover of Lizzo's Juice song. If you don't know Lizzo, she plays the flute, but for Jonghyun, she played the recorder instead. It was cute and funny, because I think she messed up on a note or two and she knew. I could definitely tell from her reaction. Last but not least, it's my favorite gal, Nayeon. Can you guess what song she did? If you guess the song Pop, then you are correct. It was great seeing this one live. I still can't do the hand motion of Pop. Maybe I'm just not coordinated enough.
Number 4.
There. Are you still here? Okay, good. Just checking up on you. This part of the concert was a bit more tame as this is coming to a close. Not much dancing or high energy, but a lot of the songs were played. More like a mix of their songs, about 20 to 40 seconds of their top hits played during this time. I don't blame them for doing something like this, even though I'd love to hear the full songs. But they released 12 mini albums. It's hard to fit every song.
Number 3.
Like a tossing email, mulling.
I remember playing outside and hanging out with my cousins, nephews, and friends who all lived close by. Playing soccer and walking to the nearby corner store, just getting some candy and a bag of chips for a quarter each. Life was so innocent back then when we were kids. When they sang this song, it was cute because they had their baby pictures on screen. And then the song really gets you thinking about how it was as a kid. Some had it better than others, but shouldn't take away from how you grew up.
Number two.
We were kids. 호기심 가득하던 때 좀 서툴렀었지. You and me. 뒤 없이 맑은 눈까지 서로를 닮았었지. Wish I could meet the younger me. 그 시절 속 순수했던 모든 마음 잊지 말아줄래. Invisible superheroes. 어른이 되고 싶었어. 더 높고 푸른 세상을 향해서. Remember when we were kids. 어릴 적엔 몰랐었지. 나간 pages 그리고 our drawing everything 성장해 단단한
Extra number 1, Queen of Hearts. After their last song, Twice did a roulette that has multiple songs of their hits on there, and whatever it landed on was going to be an encore song. For day 2 of Chicago concert, the first song was Queen of Hearts. The song is super catchy and one of my top 10, in my opinion, of Twice. Hearing it live and more of that rock vibe, I can hear more of the electric guitar, which isn't as dominant as the original song, but hearing it live really made me pumped. Extra number 2, Signal. I swear, I think Nayeon was trying to give me a signal throughout the whole concert. I'm just kidding. But I am a little sad TT wasn't played, as that's my favorite song from Twice. I was really hoping for that encore, but I'll take Signal. Signal is still a good song. Oh, did I forget to mention that when I went to the Twice concert, I went with some friends and I also took my niece. I think my niece might have enjoyed their concert more than me, since this is her first K-pop concert.
Trying to let you know, sign을 보내, signal 보내. Hey! I must let you know, sign을 보내, signal 보내.
Sign을 보내,
signal 보내.
Sign을 보내,
signal 보내.
Sign을 보내,
signal 보내. I must let you know, sign을 보내, signal 보내. 근데 전혀 안 통해. 눈빛을 보내. 눈치를 주네 근데 못 알아듣네 답답해서 미치겠다 정말 왜 그런지 모르겠다 정말 다시 한번 일어냈어 사인을 보내 시그널 보내
눈짓도 손짓도 어떤 표정도 소용이 없네 하나도 안 통해 눈치도 눈치도 전혀 없나 봐 너
널 보내
널 보며 웃으면 알아채야지 오늘만 몇 번째 널 보며 웃는데
Thanks for sticking around with me through this special episode. I hope I gave you a little bit of an insight of what I experienced when I went to the concert. As always, if you'd like to listen to our past episodes, you can do so by going to our website at ktop10.org. If you'd like to also request a special song for us to play during one of our regular episodes, you can also do that by going to our website and emailing us. Now, let's get into the last song of the concert. Number 1. Crazy Stupid Love. Literally sums up how I feel for Twice. Even my license plate says Twice. So people driving behind me know what K-pop group I love the most. I really enjoy this concert more than the first one I attended back in 2019. One thing I liked that in the concert back in 2019 had was a fan meet and greet. So after the concert, the people who had the VIP package were able to meet the Twice members and get a picture with them. The thing I liked most about this concert in 2023 was that all 9 members were actually here this time around. Back in 2019, Mina wasn't able to go on tour due to some health problems. But I'm glad I finally got to witness all 9 members in action live. Even though I was sitting in the nosebleed seats, I'd definitely go again. I recommend you go as well if you have the chance to. Also, I tried to follow as closely as I could as how Twice performed their lineup. I didn't just put these songs in this order for no reason, if you didn't know. Of course, I'm not able to do all the songs because then this episode would be over 2 hours long, but this is just a snippet of what I experienced at the Chicago stop.
Number 1.
K-Top 10 K-Top 10 K-Top 10 Your one and only K-Pop Countdown Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.